What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into it. So today's a kind of topic in which I wanted to talk about fighting, really, and the idea of it and how dangerous fighting really is, the violence in it, and just like fighting in general, just like a street fight is what I mean. It can get super serious. It can happen. You can get to the point where you end up wanting to kill the other person, and you're just in so much anger, the other person hits you. I'm not sure what the specific situation will be, but it's real. And I think a lot of people don't really see that. As I was watching a podcast of Joe Rogan and this other guy who he had on, which made me, you know, kind of want to bring this topic, bring this subject onto the Alpha Podcast. So some people just don't really know the real violence in fighting. And so there's a lot of people who will be wanting to instigate, who will have their chest out, who put a lot of thought into the different things they do. And when it comes to including somebody else into that, starting a problem with someone, you know, they'll take out the anger on them because they think they can win, and maybe they've never been in a fight in their life. And I never realized it before, but yeah, not being in a fight or really not having that awareness or not knowing how to fight can really make you insecure when the situation comes, and the vulnerability that comes with not knowing how to kind of had to fight or be able to defend yourself in the situation, because they might happen, and if they do, what then? So I've always been a big fan of boxing. I've never seen it as that way, but I've always told myself that if I'm going to use boxing, it's always going to be for a defensive kind of a defensive style or a defensive mechanism, where I'm ultimately just fighting for my life and making sure I stay safe. Or if I'm trying to protect someone that I love, then yeah, I think that's a great situation. And do I think it's wrong for someone to go crazy? I think it just depends on the situation, really, on how severe the situation is. If it's someone who's kind of acting stupid for no reason, if there's someone who's just driving stupid, who has anger problems and they want to get out, or they want to fight or something like that. I mean, those situations do happen. Those 100% of the time happen. You can be on the road and there can be someone getting road rage. There can be someone just wanting to start a problem for no reason. And it going through that would for sure suck. So I think, in my opinion, learning any form of fighting, whether it's jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, I think they all... I'm not really too knowledgeable on the ideas or the backgrounds of those kind of martial arts, but I do know that in the time being, it can definitely be beneficial for you. In the time being, it can definitely maybe even save your life, or at least give you a something to feel okay in that situation, to know that you should be fine. And ignoring that, going through the situation of those scenarios where you have to protect someone you love or just protecting yourself. Yeah, that's where it becomes real. That's where you end up seeing a different type of person. You're gonna see what the real person is in those very scary and negative situations. I'm sure a lot of people like to instigate it and end up getting knocked down. I mean, you'll see videos like that. People who talk shit, people who say they're doing everything right or they're running shit right, and that's not even the case. That's not even what's going on. So those people end up putting themselves in a bad situation, and they're just frightened. And it's real when you go to someone or someone wants a problem, and then shit happens, shit pops off. Like, that's all real. And I never thought, I remember going through a situation with a couple buddies. So what ended up happening was, we were at a Christmas party, and at this Christmas party, we ended up leaving. It was like a friend kind of Christmas party, so it was super awesome, super great, and great people around, and great time. I was around 17, 18 at the time. I was with some of my buddies, and none of us were older than 20. We had others like 19, 18, and shit like that. So what ended up happening was, We were leaving the apartment in which the party was occurring in. We ended up leaving. It was around 2 a.m., I believe, 2 to 3 a.m. We were leaving, and as we were leaving, we were going to our cars. And getting to the car, we see a Suburban to the left, thinking that it's our homies, thinking that it's our friends who actually just left before us. And we're like, hey, you know, like, trying to say what's up, you know, trying to be cool. But then what ended up happening was it was a Suburban. They pulled up super quick on us, super fast. And it was again, this is nighttime, so this is 2, 3 a.m. And they ended up pulling up, like, super fast on us, almost hitting one of my buddies. And then they roll down the window, and you see these two women crying. And we're like, what? Like, what's going on? And they said that somebody's robbed them. Somebody stole their shit, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, oh, shoot, this and that. And we're all kind of shocked, you know. So a couple of us weren't in the best state of mind under the influence. And so kind of having that perspective, we're like, oh, like, whoa, this is really happening. So, yeah, they were all crying and saying that. They're all crying and saying that someone ended up hitting him or robbing him or some shit. And one of the guy who was driving said, do you guys know, blah, blah, blah. And like, wait. And then one of my buddies was like, wait, which one? And in that moment, we kind of knew we all fucked up. Or at least he did, but which ended up putting us in a bad situation. But it doesn't really matter. We all went through it together. And yeah, so when he said, when my buddy said, wait, which one? The guy gets out immediately, and I'm thinking, okay, this is where shit's gonna go down. We gotta be careful. In my head, I'm thinking to myself that real shit's gonna happen, and we might have to fight right now. So these are the real situations that happen, and he gets out of the car immediately, and he gets in front of us. The girls come out, they're all crying. They're saying that they should be like for him to beat our asses or whatever, and we're telling him, relax, dude, we don't want any problems, guys. Pressing us like crazy. There's about four of us outside. It's just one. This is one and one big guy, and they're all. He's just pressing us, and we're backing up enough. And he starts to know. And then he slowly starts to look. Or he's looking around, and then it looks like he lifts his shirt up and reaches for something in his pants. And me and my buddy Joe kind of, we look at each other. And I'm like, okay, what's going to go down? Is this a situation where we might get shot or fuck? We need to be careful. And my buddy Brian ended up stepping up when he noticed what was, like, he was like, oh, shoot. And the guy noticed that as well, because look, Brian was on his left side, but a little bit behind him at a specific angle from his left shoulder. And the guy noticed, and then the guy with his right, he hits my buddy in the face. My buddy eats it, though, don't get me wrong. He squares up too. He eats it, but yeah, he hits my buddy Brian in the face. And then right after that, we're like, oh shit. And then the guy and the girls are like, let's go, let's go. They're Mexican or something. And then they dipped. And then we were just there like, what just happened? It was like 2 or 3 a.m. Like, why is this? Like, why did this have to happen? Why is this? Had to ruin the night. We were having a great time with friends, family, so. That ended up being annoying. We ended up going to Denny's after, so that was pretty cool. But more of the story is that real shit like that happens. Real stories like that happen. Scary situations. Ooh, sorry about that. Scary situations happen, and you're just like, wow, what the heck? What can I do? What will I be able to do in these situations? How do I react? Or just being afraid or being frozen, and they happen. It's just normal, so. Having that anxiety, but I mean, even that might even be from, I feel like I kind of get that sometimes. Sorry, I have a cat right here. It's like I might even get that sometimes because I get to that point where I look at my past, and there's a lot of situations that happened in my past that were, you know, they're traumatizing for sure, but I've moved on from them. But at times, it's just like, oh shit, like this is like the feeling that you get from those past memories, this feeling you get from those kind of traumatized situations. And you're like, whoa, whoa, which can end up scaring you. And I completely understand that. Yeah, but I am getting the podcast here. But thank you so much for taking the time and listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you. And I'm hoping that we can keep on growing and keep on moving. And hoping you're really enjoying this content. Thank you so much, and until next time.